quiet. Don't worry. I'm not going to hurt you. Shh. Shh. For the love of... You're going to bother the whole jungle with all this screaming. Fine. You leave me no choice. There. Now, you can scream all you want. We're deep down underground where no one will hear you, so go ahead. Yell your lungs out for all I care. You're scared, I know, but can you please just stop? It's hurting my ears. Are you finally finished? Thank you. You think I'm going to eat you? Oh my gosh, no. I don't want to eat you. And that could kill you. I would never want to hurt you. No. I love you. Oh, you have no idea how glad I am to see you. To have you here in my burrow. Oh my gosh, it's just wonderful. Oh, darn. I'm sorry, was my tail squeezing you too tight? I haven't hugged someone in so long. Lamia, human, anyone, really. It gets so lonely. Out there, down here. All by myself. But not anymore. No. Now I have you. You are human, right? You look like a human. Two legs. No tail. No claws or fangs or acid. Wonderful. I really like humans. I've only met a few of them. Most explorers don't wander this far into the jungle. And the ones that do... Well, the last human I came across took one look at me and ran. He was so fast. I lost him in the trees. I wasn't even going to take him. I just wanted to talk. But he saw my tail, and I think he thought I was going to eat him, too. Just like you. Which is ridiculous, because I would never eat you. Well, okay, I guess that's not totally true. Wait, no, stop screaming. I'll loosen my tail. If you promise to stop. Promise? Okay. I won't eat you. Unless you try to leave me. And leave our new home together. Not because I want to kill you or punish you. No, but because I love you. If I swallow you whole, well... You could never leave me again. In fact, we would be closer than ever. The closest two souls can possibly be. But I won't do that, all right? I promise to keep you out of my stomach if you keep your darling human feet right here, where you belong. With me. Besides... I would much rather keep you like this, snuggled up next to me, so warm and cute, like my adorable little friend, or my pet. I'll keep you protected, safe, and fed, and give you all the hugs and kisses you could ever, ever need. Why do you look so... Oh, is pet offensive? I'm sorry. I can call you my companion if you would prefer. Anything for you. Perfect. Lovely human. Yes, perfect. Gosh, your face is so beautiful. And your skin is so soft. Oh, well, yes. Like I said, I've been all alone for a long time, and it's so amazing to finally have some company. Other Lamia? Well, yes, I would love to be around other Lamia, but all my family and friends are gone. Some were slaughtered, others succumbed to disease or age, one by one, until it was just me. I was the youngest, the strongest. I thought it was a blessing back then, but no. Now it's a burden. To bury everyone you've ever loved. And to bear that alone. Not everyone I've loved, though. Not anymore. Now I have you. My cute little human companion. Oh, my darling, adorable creature. You've already brought so much joy to my life. I haven't been this happy in just forever. You think, because we just met, that I can't really love you. Don't you believe in love at first sight? No. How sad. That's okay, though. You don't have to love me now. I have enough love for both of us. Enough to share. Are you telling me you really don't like this? What about this? What about this? When my tail coils around you just so. Isn't it relaxing? You'll learn to like it. Or love it. Like you learn to love me, too. Relax against me, cutie. Let me just stroke your hair. I love you. Everything will be just fine. This is wonderful, isn't it? Isn't it, my darling? Better than wandering around that sweaty jungle, all in your lonesome. Being alone is just the worst thing in the world. I can promise you that. But you'll never have to be alone again, my love. Now that you have me. Then I have you. Please, don't struggle. Like I said, I have you. In my coils or in my stomach. It's your decision. And think, if I swallow you up, I can't curl around you like this. Or kiss you like this. Or maybe you're struggling because you want me to swallow you. Keep you warm and safe in my stomach? No. Well, then you need to relax, love. I only want to make you as happy as you make me. Even though you are cute enough to eat. But I will settle for kissing. Oh, geez, I'm sorry. Is my tail cutting off your circulation? I don't want to hurt you, but... Well, you know what will happen if you try and run, so... I guess I can let you out from my tail for now. But only if you promise not to try and do anything stupid. I'm very fast. I can slither up this burrow before you even make it halfway through. If you want to test me, well, I have plenty of room for you in here. I haven't had a big meal in weeks. Oh, are you okay, love? Gosh, you weren't kidding. Your poor legs can't even hold you up right now, huh? Oh, that's so cute. My sweet little human. It's things like that which make me love you even more. You need to go back to your family. I don't care. I'm your family now, silly. Your real family. Other families leave or die, but not me. I'm here for the long haul. See, unlike humans, we Lamia can live to be hundreds of years old. That means you'll never be alone like I was. Because when you're old and weak, I'll still be young, healthy, and totally in love with you. Ready to take care of you when you need me the most. Would your human family have sacrificed like that for you? I doubt it. No one knows how to love like I do. Selflessly. Sweetly. With all of my heart and soul. And I promise to show you that every single day we're together, my darling. Are your legs feeling any better? You should try and shake them a little and get the blood circulating. There you go. Thank you, love, for listening to me and not trying to run. Though I don't know if you can run right now, but you know what I mean. I really appreciate it. I know, you're still scared. I understand. New relationships can be intimidating. You've probably never even met another Lamia before me, huh? Definitely weren't kissed by one, nor hugged by their coils. It's a lot to take in at once. I get it. But I'm here to help you through this transition. Just like I'll be here for you every other day of your life. From here on out. I love you. And you'll love me eventually. You'll have to. You'll have no one else. Now, try to stand. Then let's see how those extremities are doing. You look like a little baby deer. Your legs all shaky like that. It's so cute. I love you, you adorable thing. I'm glad your circulation is back, because my tail is feeling a little lonely. Yeah, it definitely needs you snuggled up in its coils, warm and safe for the rest of your life. Come here, my love. Make me need some more cuddles. Mm.